poll, Plurality believed Joe Biden would not finish second term if elected. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 21, 2024. A plurality of registered United States voters do not believe President Joe Biden would finish his second term in office if he were to be elected in the 2024 presidential race, a survey from CBS News/YouGov found. The survey asked respondents to identify what they believe would happen if either Biden or former President Donald Trump were elected as far as finishing out the term goes. Overall, a plurality, 44%, said they believe Biden, who turns 82 in 2024, would leave before his second term ends. Only one-third, 32%, believe Biden would finish his second term, and almost a quarter, 24%, remain uncertain. On the flip side, a majority, 56%, believe Trump, 77, would finish his second term in office, and only 14% think he would leave before that term ends. Another 30% remain unsure. That portion of the survey was taken February 13 to 14, 2024, and has a plus or minus 3.8% margin of error. The survey comes amid increasing concerns over Biden's physical and mental health. A recent report from Special Counsel Robert Hur added to the mounting anxiety over Biden's mental fitness, particularly highlighting the president's weakened mental state. While the report concluded that the FBI uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen, the report made it clear that Biden's significantly limited memory played a crucial role in Hur's decision not to prosecute. We have also considered that, at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview with him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory, the report states, in part. Based on our direct interactions with and observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. It continues, adding that it would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him, by then a former president well into his 80s, of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness. Further, the report notes that Biden could not remember when he was vice president or when his son Beau died. Related, crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. Some members of Congress have sounded the alarm, including former White House Dr. Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, who told Breitbart News Saturday, "We're at the point now where they should be thinking about invoking the 25th Amendment." Trump has expressed doubt that Biden will ultimately be the Democrat nominee. "He's a cheater. He's a scoundrel. He's a bad guy," Trump told Breitbart News of Biden in a December interview. "But in his life, he's always been able to convince people he's this really nice guy. I laugh when they say, 'Trump is the evil one, and he's the nice one.' That's the one thing he's been able to do. All you have to do is look at his credentials. When you compare him today to 15 or 20 years ago, he's a different kind of a guy. The guy can't talk. The guy can't put two sentences together," the former president said. "So I do think this: I cannot believe he's going to be the nominee. I hope he is. But I can't believe he's going to be the nominee."